And we are welcoming into the hot seat our next guest, and that is Dr. Paul Thigpen. Dr. Paul is an internationally known speaker. He's an award-winning journalist. He's a best-selling author of over 50 books, including several biblical commentaries. He's the director of faith formation and evangelization at St. Catherine of Siena Roman Catholic Church. And we welcome you into the hot seat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
And what a journey it's been just to get here, right?
Oh, it's been a little bit of a challenge.
Thank you for rushing in here and helping us on the air today. And we will start with prayer, because all good things begin with prayer. Mm. Would you be willing to lead us in a prayer for the next hour?
Yes, yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Spirit of light, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of illumination. Spirit of our most holy God, come now, be with us, speak through us, open hearts, open minds, and help us to have every grace we need this morning to do your will. Mm-hmm. We pray that in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so a few housekeeping things before we get rolling. Few rules. We get to have fun and ring the bell. We get to ring this bell if we meet our goal. So our goal for this hour is $1,200 called in, and Mary gives us an additional $1,200, and it becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio. So it could be one person that calls in with the $100 a month for 12 months, or it could be a whole lot of people that join hands to make that happen, which is what we had last hour. And we'll be getting the update, and I'll announce it as we go through. So are these that are here, are those for last time or for this time? For this match that we have going on.
This is the last time. This is this time.
Oh, this here is this time? All right, sorry. We use every single penny, nickel, dime, quarter that you call in very wisely. And so we're using a Google Doc and we're updating it. And so we're talking about how to do this. We don't have anything fancy here. We are just trying to make sure that your money is used for what you donate it for, which is to save souls. And that's really what Catholic Radio is doing. We hear the testimonies over and over again about people who quit contracepting, people who change their lives, people who come back to confession after 35 years, many, many fruits of Catholic Radio. And you can be a part of that by calling 678-688-4549. And we know that Dr. Thigpen wants to ring the bell. We know he does.
Yes, ma'am.
So come on, give us a call. If we can get $1,200 called in, then we ring the bell. Please do it right now, 678-688-4549. Okay, so, wow, I'm telling you what, I get online and I look at all of my guests just so I can kind of get a feel before I interview them. I couldn't stop. I wasn't getting the rest of the guest research because I was just reading all of your information. Wow, what? Especially your conversion story. So can we start there maybe and talk a little bit about your journey to the Catholic Church?
Sure. It's been a wild ride. Oh my goodness. God is so good. I often tell people if the Lord can pull me out of where I was and give me faith and put me in the church, he can do it to anybody. And that should be a hopeful thing for others. I grew up in a family that was Presbyterian, Lutheran, and then Presbyterian. And about the age of 12, I had a school teacher who put some things in my hands. We were studying the Enlightenment in France and the period of great skeptical attitudes toward the Christian faith. And she gave me some Enlightenment readers writers to read, and I lost my faith. I think a part of it now, looking back, was probably adolescent rebellion. This was back in the 60s. I didn't want to do what a lot of my friends were doing with, drugs and alcohol, but I didn't want to rebel that way. But I think I probably, without realizing it, was rebelling against my parents with my mind. Mm-hmm. And lost my faith at the age of 12 and didn't recover Christian faith until I was 18, so 6 years. Mm. As an atheist, kind of hiding that because my parents, would not have understood at all. But it was during that time, even though I came to the place of believing that there was nothing but matter and energy in the world, no God, no devil, no life after death, no spirit world, I had a longing for transcendence, for something beyond this world. And so I began looking in directions that I thought were very scientific, you know, just dealing with matter and energy that might be beyond the ordinary. And what I did was to begin looking actually into parapsychology, as it was called at the time, thinking, well, maybe some of these things that are being studied, mind over matter, thought transfer, that kind of thing, maybe those are natural powers of the mind we haven't discovered yet. Duke University had an Institute for Parapsychological Studies at that time. I wrote off to them, got testing materials, and that was my seventh grade science project. Yeah. But it launched me into all kinds of other things where I thought I was being a little scientist and said, oh, well, let's study what a seance is about. Let's look at Ouija boards. Let's, you know, that kind of thing. Got involved with those kinds of things. And toward the end of my senior year of high school, the Lord began moving on me. He kind of broke some of the idols in my life. I thought that if we just educated people right, that we'd all were perfectible, and mm-hmm. kind of like an 18th century Enlightenment thinker would think, and that if we just did that, we could make the world perfect. And was in a situation down in Savannah, that's where I'm from, where there was racial rioting my senior year, and I saw my friends, both black and white, in the middle of riots trying to kill each other, and I thought, no, this is we're not perfectible. We've done everything we can here to make a harmonious community, and it's all falling apart. At the same time, I began to have some things happen. I won't go into details, but that I eventually recognized as demonic encounters. I had opened the door through the Ouija board and some of the other things to those powers. And so had an attack by some things one night on me, and I nearly died, and that drove me to think, okay, this, my little tidy world view now doesn't fit my experience anymore. Mm-hmm. There are things out there that aren't just matter and energy, and they're not just powers of my mind that I'm trying to control. They're malicious. They're out to get me. Mm-hmm. And if there's a devil and there's no God, I'm really in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I went back to, thank goodness, I learned a lot of scripture when I was a child, and I thought, I remember reading about these things in the Gospels. Maybe I need to go back. And that was really the beginning of my road back to God. Between that and seeing some very powerful answers to prayer that I did as an experiment. If I may, take a minute. There was a very powerful one that happened that I mentioned in our high school, and it was all happening all over the city. They had just kind of forcibly integrated the schools, so lots of tensions going on. And we had already had one riot. And one day I'm walking with a Christian friend across campus between classes, and come around to one of the buildings that used to be in wings, the way they built them. And there was a huge mob of students, black students on one side, white on the other, facing off, furious, cursing at each other, fist raised, obscenities. I'd seen it happen before, you know, and I knew what was about to happen. And my Christian friend beside me, said, I don't know about you, but I'm going to pray. And she dropped her knees on the sidewalk, and we were far away from them. They couldn't hear us. And she began to pray, and it left me with a dilemma. I really loved my friends, and I really wanted to help them, but I wasn't, you know, believing in God at that point or not sure that I could. But I finally decided just to humble myself. I dropped to my knees and said, Lord God, if there is a God, this cannot be your will. Do something. Do something. And I got back up, not knowing what to expect. And within just seconds, really, the most amazing thing happened. Someone on one side of that mob began to laugh. And not just a laugh, but the belly laugh. And just guffawing. And before long, everyone around him was laughing. And then before you knew it, it jumped across the chasm to the other side. Wow. And they began laughing there. And as they laughed and laughed and laughed, you could see all the anger, the rage draining out of them, and their fists, you know, went down this side. And they ended up shrugging their shoulders, and they turned around and walked off.
Wow.
And, you know, what could I do? I think, oh, my goodness, I think I just had a prayer answered.
Yes.
If some SWAT team had come up at that moment in a helicopter and come down between the two groups and stopped it, I could have said, well, it was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
But how do you explain something like that?
Yeah.
You know, that laughter to it. So experiences like that, answered prayer, other things. At the end of my senior year of high school, I came back to faith.
Wow. You know, and I found it very interesting. I'm going to ask the question and then and make the comment and think about the number. But very interesting that, that your conversion back, your reversion back, was really recognizing the evil.
Yes.
And you recognize that, and then it led you. Usually, we, you know, it's the opposite. So yes. Maybe we can talk a little bit about, because I know you've written books on spiritual warfare. And so let's talk a little bit about that evil and how prevalent and how we can fight against that. But before we do that, the number to call, 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We had Brendan who called in with a one-time donation of $50. Thank you, Brendan. He's from St. Andrews in Roswell. And then we've had Patrice who called in with $40, or actually they were online donations. Patrice with $40, Rachel with $250, Paula with $25, and Jason with $100. And Patricia would like us to pray for family to return to the faith. So that kind of goes along with what we're talking about with spiritual warfare as well. So if you would lead us in that prayer, and then let's talk, I'll give out the number again, and then let's talk about spiritual warfare.
Yes. All right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's make it a prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Amen. And boy, that always strikes me, seeking the ruin of souls, prowling the world.
Well, so the scripture says he's like a roaring lion,
yes,
prowling around, seeking whom he may devour.
Wow. All right. Number to call again, because I know we all just want to sit back and listen. I do too. But I have to do my job and I have to give out the phone number or they'll fire me. So 678-688-4549. Come on, give us a call. Go online to thequestatlanta.com, thequestatlanta.com. Or give us a call, 678-688-4549. I'll do some tallying while we're listening. We're trying to get to $1,200 so we can take this matching donation of $1,200 and turn it into $2,400 more for the Quest Catholic Radio. Come on, can you be a part of that? 678-688-4549. Spiritual warfare.
Well, it was just the beginning of my experience, those things that happened then. I've often heard that folks who end up being involved in that kind of stuff, even after their conversion, are often very sensitive to evil, to spiritual matters of that sort. I worked for a while as a couple of years was the lead singer in a Christian rock band. That's kind of fun. This is, you know, again, before I was Catholic, but traveled Europe for a couple of years. And while I was there, saw things that really opened my eyes. You know, I was present for a Pentecostal exorcism. I saw the things that happened that you could only explain, you know, in terms of these things. But it was good because then after that, I went to Yale to major in religious studies and got my degree there, but not all the professors were believing. And, you know, I can remember sitting in a class one time where the professor says, and now we have this story about Jesus casting out the demons. And of course, we know such things don't exist, so it's just a legend. And I remember sitting back and thinking, yeah, I've seen too much. You got to me too late. But anyway, that ended up being a pastor, some other things. But when I went to do my doctoral program on in historical theology is when I ended up coming into Catholic faith. I'll just, you know, say briefly, I began to study the early church, and as so many folks have said, quoting John Cardinal Newman, Blessed Newman, that to be deep in history is to cease to be Protestant. Mm-hmm. That happened to me, especially as I read the Church Fathers and became Catholic after a few years of that, and my wife and children came into the church at the same time. But it's the whole spiritual warfare thing did not end. Then the other people began to come to me with situations that they would have, buildings that were infested, things that, you know, saw myself others with different kinds of troubles. And so eventually I was working with Tan Books, a wonderful Catholic publisher, and this subject came up, and I said, if you ever want a book about that, I want to write it. And they said, we do. So I wrote the first book that I did about that called Manual for Spiritual Warfare. And then a second book, Saints Who Battle Satan, which was kind of an expansion of the chapter on how the saints dealt with the enemy. And then finally, a Spiritual Warfare Bible, which is a full Bible with Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition with notes and all kinds of things that have to do with spiritual warfare. It's a sad thing. It's a dangerous thing that most Catholics don't seem to realize that we're in a battle. But we are. The enemy makes it very clear. St. Paul talks about it. First Peter talks about it. Our Lord was obviously in battle with the enemy all through his life. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that it's the more I can do. In fact, I'm going to be speaking in Nashville about it a couple of weeks. I just spoke about it recently. I'm talking about it all the time. It's not my only subject. I talk about other things too. But to help people be aware that they live in a battlefield. Mm-hmm. There are no demilitarized zones in spiritual warfare. Mm. The enemy is after every one of our souls. And even though we may not see the extraordinary stuff, levitation or, you know, possession and that kind of thing, nevertheless, he comes at all of us through temptation. We're all in that battle. And so that's the point of these books and my speaking about it, to try to encourage people to recognize who is the enemy, which is always the first rule of warfare. You got to know who it is you're fighting. Mm. And then second, to know what his strategies are, to be able to recognize those. Mm. And then third, to say, well, what has God given us to fight the war and to win it? Mm. And that includes both our weapons of our warfare, St. Paul called them, things like prayer, fasting, and scripture, and the sacraments especially, and other things, sacramentals, but also our defensive armor, which are the virtues that we develop to protect ourselves. To talk about not... We cannot open our camp to the enemy. Don't invite the enemy into your camp, as I did with the Ouija board and other things. You can do certain things that will invite the enemy into your camp. And then finally, the second half of the manual is all about prayers and devotions and scripture passages and things from the lives of the saints to help you fight the battle.
A valuable, valuable tool right now, I think, especially. Mm. I often wonder this. You talk about, you know, we talked about evil invading our lives in biblical times. Do you think it's worse now? Has it increased?
You know, it's interesting. At least one of the saints, and I'm trying to remember which one it was, but it was, you know, centuries ago, that said that he thought that as time went on, that the battles would get more severe because the enemy knew he had less time before his final being locked up. You know, read it. You can read it in the last book of the Bible there. Yeah. He gets cast into the lake of fire. But as we get further on, that it's going to get more and more intense. Mm-hmm. And I think that's certainly the case. If nothing else, we've always had spiritual warfare, of course, but if nothing else right now, the kind of technology we have that always is a double-edged sword. It can always be used for good, used for evil, can be used for great evil right now. It is being used for great evil in a way that we've never seen before.
Yes. And you're speaking computers and cell phones.
So the kinds of things that are available on computers, I don't have to go into details, but instance, or even for, you know, surveillance kinds of technology and other things that can be used against us.
Yes. Excellent. Okay. Well, I have an update here. We are at $465 called in so far. So that means in the need column, we just need $735. So, you know, that could be one person calling in at $60 a month, and then one person with a one-time $15 donation. That would put us up to this match of $1,200. Probably more likely is that we get two people that join the Dollar a Day Club. $30 a month for 12 months. Two people doing that plus the $15 one-time donation gets us to $1,200. Then Mary gives us that additional $1,200. It turns into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. The number to call is 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We are talking with Dr. Paul Thigpen. He is amazing, and we know why the devil was after your soul, because look at all of the good things that have come. You've got over 50 books. You're an award-winning journalist, internationally known speaker, Director of Faith Formation and Evangelization at St. Catherine of Siena, Roman Catholic Church here in Atlanta. Lots of great things. We'll talk about the things going on at St. Catherine of Siena. But before I do that, I want to talk about another book that you have coming out. We talked about the one on spiritual warfare. An additional book, you've written over 50, and here comes another one, right? It's called The Biblical Names of Jesus, Beautiful, Powerful Portraits of Christ. So can you give us a little sneak peek into that book?
Oh, I'd love to. It'll be available in just a few weeks. This should help people to see that I'm not always talking about the devil, right? I'm talking about Jesus, too. And I have all my life.
And we know who wins, you know, right?
That's right.
We know who
that's
wins.
Right.
You know,
that's
we can talk about all this evil, but we know who wins.
Yes, and that's part of what's in the book. Most folks don't realize there are over 100 names and titles for Jesus in the scripture, and each one of them has a beautiful meaning to it. And I couldn't write a book about all 100 of them, but I did choose 18 of those names and titles, and then kind of clustered around each one of them that were some titles that were related. And some of them will be well known, you know, like Savior of the World or Good Shepherd, Son of God, Son of Man, but others are probably less known to some, things like Alpha and Omega. Mm-hmm. The bright morning star, dawn from on high, those kinds of things. And so I try to take each one and look at its, you know, through the lens of the scripture as a whole, not just where does it appear, but where do we get foreshadowings of it in the Old Testament? Mm-hmm. Where is it talked about here? And then to look at the context. So, I mean, even something that seems so familiar as the Good Shepherd, when you start looking at what shepherds did during that time, mm-hmm. Even the 23rd Psalm begins to make so much more sense. You know, what does it mean? That you pour oil on the top of a sheep's head. Well, you know, why would you do that, for instance, that mm-hmm. kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Or the true vine. What does it mean when God's talking about his vineyard and all the things he's done to cultivate it? What does it mean to be Son of Man? What does it mean to be Son of God? All of those. And each one of those chapters then becomes a beautiful, as I say, a beautiful, powerful portrait of Christ. And the whole point of the book is to help you know Jesus more, so you can love him more, mm-hmm. so that you can serve him more, follow him more clearly, mm-hmm. more closely. Reminds me of the old prayer from St. Richard of Chichester attributed to him, that there was a song in the 60s made up for the Godspell, the opera. Not really, what you call it, opera. I mean, Broadway, any play, anyway. And that was, day by day, Lord, mm-hmm. three things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly.
Yeah. Is that the... Turn, or am I confusing two songs here?
It's different, but it was from Godspell, which was a play. I guess a Broadway play is what it was, a musical.
Yeah.
And it's based on a prayer from St. Richard of Chichester.
Yeah, very good. Oh, so good. And so you were a singer. You said you were a Christian rock singer, too. So,
funny. Yeah. People can go on my Facebook page and see some of those pictures. We looked apart back in the 60s and early 70s. So,
yeah.
It was great. We sang about Jesus and then helped people to make some, you know, decision to become Christian, and then would plug them into local churches wherever we were to get them grounded there.
Wow.
So that was before my Catholic days, but it was a wonderful thing.
So good. So lots of things that I want to cover here. Again, I have to give the number because we are still trying to get the rest of this $1,200 match. We just need $735. If you can be the next caller at 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549, or you can go online to thequestatlanta.com, thequestatlanta.com, and give us a donation that way. Both of them will count. If we can get just $735 more called in, then Mary will add an additional $1,200 to that, because we'll have had $1,200 called in, and it becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio. We were able to get the last one. We got to ring the bell. We had $1,500 called in. It became $3,000. Let's do it again. Let's ring this bell. Let's get $1,200 called in so that it becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio, and we get to celebrate. We can do this. We can do it. And, you know, I really can't think. I give. I get it. There's a lot of other charities out there, and personally I give to a lot of different charities. There's a lot of worthy causes out there. Of all the things that I give to, though, I really feel like Catholic Radio reaches more people per dollar than any of the others. You know, there's different needs for each thing, so there's different reasons to give to every charity, but as far as evangelizing, Catholic Radio is one of those where you can give just $1 a day, $30 a month, and you have a potential 3.1 million listeners that your money is going to reach on any given day. And people can listen in the privacy of their car, in the privacy of their home. There are so many misconceptions about the Catholic Church out there. You know, you worship Mary, you worship gold boxes, you know, my daughter came out crying once from a Protestant meeting that she was at, crying because they told her that they found out she was Catholic. She said, they said, well, you worship gold boxes and you have power water. I said, well, they got one right. They got one right. So, hey, let's go for it. But you know, there's just so many misconceptions. But Catholic Radio is a way that in the privacy of our own car, nobody has to know that we're exploring the Catholic faith. And as a convert, you know what that's like. You know how it is to be exploring the Catholic Church and the nervousness that comes with trying to get your questions answered without anybody really knowing you're doing it. But Catholic Radio gives you that ability to do it. And that's why I think it's so important right now for our listeners to call in. This is the first ever pledge drive that we have here in Catholic Radio. And I'm sorry, I'm looking over here too. I'm doing two things at once. This is the first time ever in Atlanta that we've had a pledge drive. It's the first one, and we want to make the most of it, and we want to keep Catholic Radio strong. It's a new station, and we want to support it. We want to keep it on the air. So give us a call, 678-688-4549, or go online and donate thequestatlanta.com, thequestatlanta.com. And Linda gave $1 a day. So we are at another $1 a day. Do I already have that in my total, or what's our total here? Our total so far is $775. So we have $775 called in. So can you be the next person who calls in? And, you know, we do use your pennies, nickels, dimes wisely, because we're sitting here trying to figure in my head, how much more do we still need? It's because we really want your money to go toward what it's meant for, why you are donating, and that is to change lives, change souls, bring the truths and the traditions of the Catholic Church into people's homes, into people's cars, and really give them the tools they need to be part of the church militant and to fight the good fight. And that's really what it's all about. That's what we want to do. So please give us a call, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Dr. Paul Thigpen. Wow, what an amazing amount of things that you have going on. Let's talk about a little bit about what you're doing as the Director of Faith Formation at St. Catherine of Siena Roman Catholic Church. You have a whole lot of incredible programs, and I'll let you take them in any order that you want. The things that I wrote down, there's probably more. Faith Ablaze, Faith in the World, Men of Faith, Women of Faith, Spanish Ministry, RCIA, Small Group Studies. You make available to your parishioners there Formed, which is, you know, you can go online and watch different shows. You have a conference coming up. You have a school and a preschool. You have an open house coming up there. Where do you want to start? Oh my gosh, so many wonderful things going on. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, it is a remarkable parish. We've been Catholic now 25 years. We were in April, and excuse me. In many ways, I think it's just the most amazing parish we've ever belonged to. About 2,700 families. We're in Kennesaw, which is just north of Marietta, and I want to clarify, I'm the director of adult faith formation. We also have Joan Hennis, who's the director of the youth formation, the PSR program, and others. So it's a big enough place that we have to have two full-time jobs to take care of that. But I do want to mention, first of all, just the excuse me, amazing preschool and school that we have. They're award-winning themselves, have been there for a long time. We've got folks now who are adults who are kids in the preschool. And they are having an open house that's coming up on November 4th, starting at 11:30 a.m. So it's for both the schools. And I know there are a lot of Catholic families out there that are, pardon me, looking for a good, solid Catholic context for education. And I can't recommend these folks highly enough, both the preschool and the school. The school actually has sisters of the Nashville Dominicans, a congregation of St. Cecilia, who are known worldwide for their educational efforts. And in fact, I think there's probably a waiting list of parishes around the country that would love to have those sisters in their school, and we've got them. You know,
wow, that's awesome.
We love them. We love to see them floating through the campus. You know, they're beautiful white habits, and they're just such a great. A great group of folks. So, but the entire faculty is great. There's good tuition assistance available. So I know Catholic parents are often saying, I want to get my kids a Catholic education, but how can I afford a private school? But we don't ever want that to be in the way of someone being able to get a good Catholic education. So just encourage people to consider that. Once again, November 4th, 11:30 a.m., you can go on our website and take a look at that. Open house for the preschool. And for the school, great folks. Faith and Love Conference is another good one.
Yes. Before you do that, I'm going to give out the number.
Yes.
I think we just need $400 or $375. I think we just need $375. We can do this. Come on, give us a call. 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. Come on, let's get this match. Mary wants to give us $1,200. I know we can do this. We have until the top of the hour. We're going to knock it out of the park before the top of the hour. Come on, let's do this. We are also talking with Dr. Paul Thigpen. He is an internationally known speaker, award-winning journalist, best-selling author of over 50 books. He is the director of faith formation and evangelization at St. Catherine of Siena Roman Catholic Church. And that's what we're talking about right now, is all of the faith formation that you're doing. But you're not doing it just for St. Catherine of Siena, because you have this wonderful Our Faith and Love Conference coming up. And it's not open just to the parish. It's open to anybody, right?
That's right. That's right. Although we'll probably max out at about 500 space, so encouraging people to register soon. It's called the Faith and Love Conference at St. Catherine, understanding and explaining the church's teaching on marriage and human sexuality. Lots of confusion these days about that at all kinds of levels and coming from all kinds of directions. So we're asking folks to save the date for March 30th, 2019. So the March is closer than you might think, from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon. And the topics will include church's teaching with regard to humanae vitae, transgender issues, pastoral care for persons with same-sex attraction, pornography, chastity, and the spiritual life. Some great speakers. I know most of our listeners probably are familiar with Dr. Janet Smith, who's professor at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit, Dr. Teresa Farnan, professor at St. Paul Seminary in Pittsburgh, Father Philip Bochansky, executive director of Courage, Matt Fradd, one of our locals here in the Atlanta area, a speaker and author, and then I'll be speaking as well. Wow. Cost of registration is only $20, and that includes a box lunch.
That's amazing.
So you can check our parish website and Facebook for more information. But it's just, again, open to everyone, but we do need registration, so because the seating will be limited to about 500, and to know how many box lunches to get. But what an important subject to be talking about, to be learning about. And the speakers there, so just some great folks on these subjects. So yes. Invite everybody to come register.
Excellent, excellent. So they go to the website for St. Catherine of Siena Roman Catholic Church, and they can register there want to attend. And it's limited to about 500 people. So get in there and register now, that you can join in and do that. And if you would like to help Catholic Radio, then the number to call is 678-688-4549. And I'm going to get clarification on this one, because I want to make sure that was a $100 monthly. It does say recurring. So it looks to me like we have an apostle, which is $100 a month for 12 months. So should we clarify that before we ring the bell? So maybe we can, Annie or somebody out there can clarify. But it looks to me like we have met our pledge. But if not, keep giving us a call. We also have Jim who called in with a $300 donation. So if we don't have that other matching, we do have $1,125. So that means just $75. Can you call in and give that $75 so that we get to ring the bell so that we get Mary's matching pledge of $1,200? Come on, give us a call, 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We may get to ring the bell twice.
Wouldn't that be awesome? That would be really good.
Okay, so we are talking with Dr. Paul Thigpen, talking about lots of things that he has going on. Oh my goodness. St. Catherine of Siena Roman Catholic Church must be on fire.
It's wonderful. I've never met or seen a parish with so many folks so excited about the Lord, engaged in their religious education. I mean, we've got like 80 to 100 adults every Sunday morning that come to the class Faith Ablaze. Right now we're doing a Bible study, a review of the scripture, but all kinds of the other things you were mentioning, all kinds of programs going on and new ones popping up and small group studies and hundreds of people using the forum to things on their own at home. And it's so encouraging to me to see men and women, to say nothing to the kids, you know, men and women who are just hungry for more of God. Mm-hmm. And so I'm willing to do anything I can to help them.
Yes.
And that means that every morning I get up really excited about going to work.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, so good. That really is good. Okay, so I have an update because we get to pick up the bell and ring it once because Lloyd from St. Catherine of Siena Church called in and became an apostle. So we get to ring the bell for that.
All right.
So you get That's to great. Do it. It's your pleasure.
So it's not just one ding, but just one
ring. Oh, okay. Ring it with gusto. Good. Ring it with gusto.
We're bringing the cows home.
All right. Okay. We also get to ring it again because we met the goal and we get Mary's $1,200 matching pledge over the top of that one. So
shall
ring
I?
It again.
Okay.
Let's do it. Woo! All right. That's so woo! Goodness. That is so, and we need to pray in gratitude. Can we pray a glory be in
yes.
gratitude for each and every person who's called in and made this a possibility. So in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. How exciting. This is so cool. So we still have time before we go off. We've met the match for this hour, but there was one earlier where we were trying to get 20. They gave us 20 times. They gave us $2,000, $100 at a time, and we only took five of those. So we only took $500 of it, so we can still do that 15 more times. So if anybody calls in right now with a pledge of any amount, whatever it is, $100 is added to it. I hear so often from people, oh, my little amount won't matter. Well, it matters. No matter what, it matters. And it especially matters right now because the donor, I think it was Barbara earlier, who told us that she would give us $100 a month added to any pledge that was called in. We had 20 of them possible. We only used five. So we still have 15 of those. So we're going to go back to that one for the rest of this hour. So any amount called in, one time, monthly, whatever you want to call in, it goes towards this matching pledge. And if you're calling in from St. Catherine of Siena, by all means, let them know that you want Dr. Paul Thigpen to know that you called in while he was on his clock. You called in on his clock. You want him to know, and we'll show him. We'll just say your first name on the air, but we'll show him who it was that called in so that he can tell you thank you when he sees you. So number That's to great. Call, 678-688-4549, or you can donate online with thequestatlanta.com. Thequestatlanta.com. Give us a call. All right, so we are talking with Dr. Paul Thigpen. Again, if you want to register for the wonderful conference coming up, the Faith and Love Conference, go to the St. Catherine of Siena website. If you want to find out more about their school, their preschool, St. Catherine of Siena. What about if they want some of your books or want to find out having you come? Do you travel as a speaker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be in Nashville in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've been all over the place. So what should they do if they're listening? And, you know, I know we're only going to Atlanta, but we also stream and people are able to pick it up on the internet. So they might be somewhere else and would like to have you come as a speaker. What should they do?
Well, let's see. First of all, I'll mention the books. You can, for my tan books, obviously you can go to tanbooks.com and get them there. I've got books with a number of other publishers too. So I have an author page on amazon.com, which needs updating, but most of my books are available there. Some are now out of print. I've been doing this for 30 years, so there's some of them, you know, kind of out of print. But anyway, so to get my books, that's a good way. To hear, there are all kinds of video clips on YouTube, that kind of thing, with the Coming Home Network. I've posted a lot of things that I've got there. My Bible study every Sunday morning, we actually live stream and then archive at the parish website as well. So somebody, if you can't come all the way to Kennesaw for the Bible study, but you want to check it out, you can get that online. As far as speaking, probably the best thing would be just to write me a letter at St. Catherine, or send an email would be better, I guess. At St. Catherine, it's would be Paul T at STCATHERINE. RCC.org. So Paul at St. Catherine Roman Catholic Church, RCC.org.
Excellent. All right. And if you want to help Catholic Radio again, the number to call is 678-688-4549. Until the top of the hour, we're adding $100 to every call that comes in, no matter the amount. $100 added to it through the generosity of Barbara. So we are grateful to Barbara, and we're grateful to all of you who are calling in, or go to thequestatlanta.com and you can make a pledge that way. All right, so when I was looking at information on the website for your adult formation program, you had a vision statement, and I'd like to read it and then make a comment on it and get your comment on it. So the vision statement comes from St. Paul when he was writing to the Colossians, and it says, "Christ in you, the hope of glory, him we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. For this I labor, striving with all the energy which he mightily inspires within me." Wow, that's quite a goal, quite a task. You know, and I had to, of course, reflect on it through the eyes of Catholic Radio, because that's why I'm here. And, you know, it occurred to me when I was reading that, Pope John Paul II once said something to the effect of, if St. Paul were alive today, he'd be on Catholic Radio.
Yes.
And so I'm just wondering, you know, what do you think about that? And how is Catholic Radio meeting the goals that are outlined here so many years ago by St. Paul's letter to the Colossians?
Beautiful thought. Well, it's, you know, you can't love someone unless you know them, you know? And, remember that old song from the 60s, to know you is to love you. Yeah. And that has a theological profound, you know, meaning too, that we can't love God to the extent that we can only love him to the extent that we know him. And you can't love what you don't know. So a major part of falling in love with the Lord is learning more about him, so that you learn there's more to love. Mm-hmm. As you find him to be faithful and true and kind and merciful and just and caring and all those things, the more you find that to be true about the Lord, the more you love him. And then the more you love him, of course, the more you want to serve him. Mm-hmm. And so Catholic Radio, like a lot of, you know, what I do in the parish there, is helping people to know him in a way that they've never known him before. Mm-hmm. To introduce him, and if they already know him, to say, well, let me tell you this about him. Mm-hmm. And about his will, about our Lord's will, and about his church, and about salvation history, and the scripture where he speaks to us, and about prayer so we can speak to him. So that the end goal, of course, is not just to know him, but to love him, to like him, so that we can live with him forever. And that's Christ formed in you, as St. Paul was saying, so that we become more and more like him. First John, you know, beautiful passage. This says, we shall be like him because we will see him as he is. And those who have this hope, it says, who have this hope, even now purify themselves as he is pure. What a beautiful thing that the goal one day is to see him face to face, to be with him forever, face to face, perfect fellowship. And to do that, we've got to be like him. So Christ has got to be formed in us. And if we have that hope, as John says, then even now we will purify ourselves, so that we will labor, as St. Paul says, with everything in us, so that Christ can be formed in us, so that we can know him fully one day. Catholic radio can do that by, you know, how many people have I met that they've either they came to Christ in the first place, or they came to know more about his Catholic Church, or they came to repentance over a certain issue, or in some way or another, their view of the Lord was heightened, was deepened, was made brighter, more radiant, and they fell in love with the Lord in a whole new way.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that. Mm-hmm. We can do that. The radio waves are amazing. Mm-hmm. We're following the footsteps, too, of St. Francis de Sales. Yeah, I'm sure you know all about him, how he found these ways to evangelize. And you could say maybe he's in the father of the Christian tract in certain ways. And he would write these little things about the Catholic faith and stick them under the door at night of people that he knew would not want to be seen publicly, mm-hmm. you know, accepting a Catholic tract, but they would read them and they would come to faith. Mm-hmm. Catholic radio is a lot like that. Mm-hmm. St. Paul, there's so many saints that we're doing what they did, but we're doing it with the technology God has given us.
We're slipping it under the door.
Yeah.
I think that really, because I reflect often on why is Catholic radio so powerful? What is it? Because we hear when you're in the industry, you hear the conversion stories. You just have people that come up to you on the street that have heard you on Catholic radio, and they want to share why they're Catholic. You know, it's really amazing. And you know, what is it that's different about Catholic radio? I think it's that, anonymity,
yeah.
I think that's what it is, because people can listen without putting themselves out there, without making them uncomfortable.
And the accessibility. Yes. TV, you have to watch, and it's wonderful. I love, you know, Catholic TV,
yeah.
But you got to be where you can watch it. You can listen to the radio while you're driving, which is when so many people do it. You can be doing other things.
Yes.
And so we have access to people while they're doing other things.
Yeah. Right. Ah, so good. Oh, it's so good. 678-688-4549 is the number to call. I haven't gotten any updates. I'd love to see some people taking advantage of that $100 added to any amount that's called in. $50 becomes $150. Bam! It's just like that. $150. $100 added. Let's do it right now. Let's add those $100 to every single pledge that is called in, no matter the amount. Don't in any way, shape, or form think I am not grateful for the other two matching donations that we've made. That's amazing. $1,500 and $1,200 called in, and another $1,500 and $1,200 added to that through the matches of some generous donors, and we're grateful for that. The fact is, though, you know, the more that we raise during the pledge drive, the less we have to interrupt regular programming. So now is the time. It is absolutely. I'm thinking, though, people are saying, well, you know, I kind of like the interruption. I get to hear Dr. Paul Thigpen. You know, I kind of like that. I do, too. I agree with you. And please call in and let them know that you appreciate it. And if you're calling from St. Catherine of Siena, let us know so that we can let Dr. Thigpen know that as well. All right. So we only have about 7 more minutes with you. And then we go to a little bit of a break, and then we'll be welcoming our next guest at noon, which is Father Brian Coor. And so we will be welcoming him into the hot seat. We only have about 7 minutes. What haven't I asked? What do you want to expand on? What would you like to talk about for the next 7 minutes? It's your microphone.
Wow.
Yeah.
A beautiful thing. Yeah, I want to say this. We're in troubled waters. Right now, it's a church. Everybody knows that, and you know, they've been keeping up with things. And I don't need to go into details, but I just want to encourage people. I've had so many folks coming to me and say, "Paul, like, we got to talk. You know, my faith is being tested right now. Or how can I share the faith when people are out there saying these things? Well, the church has done or failed to do." And I just want to encourage folks. Yes, we're in a place, at least in our lifetime, we haven't been before, and maybe even a place in some ways where, you know, the church as a whole hasn't been, though we've been in a lot of bad places. And just want to encourage you, you know, keep your faith in the Lord, not in men. Keep your focus on the Lord. I think again and again about when the apostles were in the boat in the storm, like we're in now, and Jesus wasn't there, and they're worried, and all of a sudden they see Jesus walking across the water to them. Mm. And they say, you know, here's our hope. And when St. Peter says, the Lord, call me to walk on the water, on the storm with you, is an act of faith. And Jesus says, come on. And so Peter gets out and he's walking on water. He's walking on the storm, despite all the winds and the waves. But remember what happens to Peter. Mm-hmm. He sinks. And there's a very important detail in the scripture there that says, and when he looked at the winds and the waves, mm-hmm. he began to sink. Mm-hmm. He took his eyes off Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he looked at the storm. And it doesn't mean that we should ignore the storm, or that we, if we've gotten getting water in the boat, that we shouldn't be bailing or whatever, patching the leak. But if our focus is on the storm instead of on the Lord, we will sink. Mm-hmm. Our faith will be eroded. Our zeal, our charity will be compromised. So I just want to encourage everyone, Catholics right now, that yes, I'm with you. We're going through some really difficult times. Keep your focus on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your faith in the Lord. Mm. He knows what to do. He knows what he's about. Mm.
And on the church that he founded, the instrument that he gave us for being with him someday, he gave us the sacraments to help us on that journey.
Yes, yes.
And you are absolutely right. And, what's your opinion? Some people say, oh, it's a great time to be Catholic. Some people say, it's a really difficult time to be Catholic. I think both are true. There are a lot of really great things. What I see, this is layperson talking here. What I see is a whole lot of really strong, young, new priests, new seminarians. Those are our future bishops. Those are our future cardinals. Those are our future popes. That gives me a whole lot of hope. It may not be in my generation or your generation, but for my children and my grandchildren, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
Like
we're going to hear from one of those wonderful priests in just a bit. Father Brian is an amazing new priest. So I agree. Yes, do that. And that's not to take away from grieving with the victims and trying to help them. But it's just to say that in the end, our focus for them as well has got to be on healing in the Lord.
Okay. And things change at a minute's notice here at Catholic Radio. And I'm getting a note here that Father Brian Coor is not able to make it. So we have Father Brian Baker. So we are going to wing it. I can't use any of my notes. We are going to wing it for the next hour. So stay tuned and see us wing it. And we also have some new donations. People wrote, Rosalind called in and she gave a $30 a month donation. So that's $360. Bam! $460, because we add that $100 to it. We had Suzanne who called in with a one-time $50 donation. Bam! $150. How easy is that? Can you be the next person that calls in and gives us a donation of any amount and gets part of that $100 a time matching pledge? The number to call is 678-688-4549. This is available until the top of the hour. We only have about two more minutes with Dr. Paul Thigpen. Come on, keep on calling. 678-688-4549. Our next guest is going to be Father Brian Baker. We have had just a wonderful, wonderful hour with Dr. Paul Thigpen. Again, the website to go to, St. Catherine of Siena Roman Catholic Church. If you want to register for the Faith and Love Conference that's coming up, if you want to find out about the many programs, it's a church on fire. We've got the Faith Ablaze. We've got Faith in the World, Men of Faith, Women of Faith, Spanish Ministry, RCIA, Small Group Studies. You can get the code for formed and watch the things on TV. You can go to the open house that's coming up for St. Catherine of Siena School, preschool and elementary school. Got some nuns there that are teaching, some Dominican, right? Dominican
yes,
nuns that are teaching there. Lots of really wonderful things. If you want to find out about the new book coming out, it's The Biblical Names of Jesus, Beautiful, Powerful Portraits of Christ. Go and find Dr. Thigpen's new book. Or some of his old books, spiritual warfare books, amazing. Find out, you can go online and you can find his conversion story because he only gave us the tip of the iceberg of that conversion story. Go and find out more information. I'm telling you what, he is just, it's an amazing journey that he had. So I encourage all of you to come to his events, come to his conference. Last thing that you'd like to share with all of our listeners, we have about 1 minute. Oh, okay. So, okay, pray. Last word and then pray.
Yes, a wonderful prayer from St. Thomas Aquinas is attributed to him, a prayer before study that I always lead in all my classes before. And I think it might be a nice one to pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord my God, bestow upon me an understanding that knows you, diligence in seeking you, wisdom in finding you, a way of life that is pleasing to you, perseverance that waits trustfully for you, and confidence that I shall embrace you at the last. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What an honor, privilege to be here.
All right, so short break, and then we'll welcome Father Brian Baker.